MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Both Lincoln and Chavez counties are still recovering following the fire and flood disasters in 2024. But thanks to a federal grant, some homeowners' lives could soon get a little easier. Funding for the program comes from a $130 million community development block grant. $100 million of that will go to rebuild and repair homes in both Lincoln and Chavez counties, while the rest will go to repair infrastructure. The money will go to approved contractors to pay to rebuild homes that meet certain criteria to take the burden off of homeowners who lost everything and may have no other option. Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford believes the money will cover between 300 and 400 homes in both counties.
Let's say some of the folks didn't have insurance, weren't insured, underinsured. Some of the folks that their homes were wiped out by the flood and they didn't have flood insurance because they weren't in the floodplain. This gives them the ability to get a home.
For more information, call 505-670-4662. House Bill 213, also known as the Expand Optometry Act, put forward by Democrat Majority Whip Dan Hockman-Vigil, is scheduled to be heard in the House Health and Human Services Committee on Wednesday. And while lawmakers have repeatedly stated their desire to recruit and retain doctors in New Mexico, many physicians are speaking out against HB 213, saying it moves in the opposite direction by eroding medical school training, surgical residency standards, and long-standing definitions of the practice of medicine. They say the bill authorizes invasive laser eye surgery by non-physicians and shifts oversight away from the Medical Practice Act, lowering standards for surgical care and putting patient safety at risk. Physicians across many specialties, including the New Mexico Academy of Ophthalmology, New Mexico Society of Anesthesiologists, and New Mexico Medical Society and the Greater Albuquerque Medical Association, warn that New Mexico cannot strengthen its medical workforce while simultaneously weakening the education, training, and oversight that define medicine and surgery. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.